This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Henry Epp. Earlier this month, government and public health leaders from around Chittenden County celebrated a statistic. The number of opioid-related overdose deaths in the county dropped by 50% last year. That's significant, and it's a different story compared to the state as a whole. Overdose deaths in all of Vermont rose by 2% in 2018. To talk more about this, I'm joined by Burlington Mayor Merle Weinberger. Good morning.
Henry, good morning. Thank you for having me in to talk about this important issue that we've been struggling with for a long time.
So, what do you credit, policies or otherwise, with this drop in overdose deaths last year?
You know, I see what happened in Chittenden County in 2018 as in a lot of ways going back to September 1st, 2015, which was the day that I swore in Brandon Del Pozo as the new chief of police and asked him to review the city's efforts to respond to this terrible opioid epidemic. And what has come out of that effort over the last 2.5 years is a robust constellation of interventions, which we are hopeful are starting to have an impact, and that gives us hope that we are beginning to see the start of a positive long-term trend.
So what are some of the specific policies that the city has and the county have implemented that you think are keeping those death rates down?
Yeah. So it's a long list of interventions. I would say the majority of them focus in one way or another on expanding access to, on speeding access to, and on destigmatizing these life-saving addiction medicines, buprenorphine and methadone. Let me give you an example. We discovered in 2017 that we were bringing back to life many people within our community with this drug, naloxone. Mm-hmm. People were being taken to the hospital. They're being revived. And then they were being sent home in some cases with, you know, little more than a brochure about how they might get additional help. And now when you go to the emergency room for an overdose, the doctors are trained to offer people the first dose of buprenorphine, one of these life-saving addiction medicines, before the person leaves the emergency room.
So there was this significant drop in overdose deaths last year. It looks like it was back to about the same level as the number in 2013. So given that there still are overdose deaths, even with a drop, what is the next big thing, in your opinion, that Burlington needs to do to further reduce that number?
Well, yeah, Henry, you're totally right. You can't look at that number 17 and even if you know that it represents a drop, I think still all of us are left with this deep sense that 17 deaths represents 17 too many. We are going to double down on the strategies that look like they are succeeding and showing promise. We will be rolling out some, we're not quite ready to announce it yet, but we have some new innovations and interventions planned that are going to take that even further.
Some have advocated for what's known as safe injection sites, places where people can inject drugs under medical supervision. Would you be in favor of a safe injection site opening in Burlington?
So, my position on this, Henry, has been that we are open to it. We think all interventions need to be on the table in the heat of an epidemic. However, I have been, and I know Chief Del Pozo, we've both been somewhat frustrated to the degree to which that specific intervention seems to take up so much oxygen and obscures focus on these other interventions, which are legal, unlike safe injection sites, which the federal government has made it very clear that they are going to prosecute and not allow. So we think the focus right now for saving lives today should be on expanding access to medically assisted treatment, expanding access to buprenorphine and methadone.
I want to ask you one more question on a different topic before we let you go. Senator Bernie Sanders, who held your job currently, is running for president again. In 2016, you supported Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. This time around, the rest of Vermont's congressional delegation has endorsed Sanders. Will you endorse Senator Bernie Sanders in the 2020 Democratic primary?
Here's where I'm at on it, Henry. We've never seen a Democratic primary like the one that is unfolding. We've never seen so many women running for office. We've never seen so many people of color running for president. We've never seen so many mayors running for president. I think it's an exciting time to be a Democrat. What I'm focused on is us as a party settling on the candidate that has the best chance of beating Donald Trump. I think this is perhaps the most important presidential election of our lifetime, and it's enormously important that we defeat Donald Trump, and I'll be watching very carefully to see which candidate emerges as the one that is best equipped to do that
Mayor Murrow Weinberger of Burlington, thanks for speaking with me.
Great. Thank you, Henry.